Angelica Arndt died last May while resisting a staff member who restrained her face down on the floor for about half an hour. Judge Edward Bruner sentenced 29-year-old Bradley Ridout to 60 days in jail and a year of probation for negligent abuse, and also fined the Northwest Counseling and Guidance Center $100,000. Bruner said the incident indicates there's something broken in the state system for regulating treatment centers for children. Hugh Davis agrees. Davis heads Wisconsin Family Ties, a group made up of the parents of children with emotional or behavioral disorders. He says his group has had lots of calls from parents about the use of physical restraints at other treatment centers in the state.
Kids are coming home with rug burns and floor burns, bruises. You know, so I think that the potential still exists out there that we could have other tragic incidents just like Angie. It just doesn't make any sense to think that restraining a child is going to somehow be therapeutic.
Davis says his group and Disability Rights Wisconsin are working on a set of recommendations to send to the Department of Health and Family Services. They include a ban on the use of any restraints that restrict a child's breathing. Since Arndt's death, the Department of Health and Family Services has been monitoring the 11 other treatment centers run by Northwest Counseling to ensure that staff there are following a new set of guidelines mandated by the state. The center claims it's begun a new training regimen that discourages the use of any physical restraints in controlling young children. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.